Welcome back to What Jail Is Like. That was Yola Tango with Our Way to Fall from the brand new album And Then Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out. Eric was saying he'd heard nothing but rave reviews of the Yola Tango album, and I've listened to most of it, and I have nothing but rave reviews for most of the Yola Tango album. But I was, we were talking during that musical break, and I was wondering, has anyone ever actually heard anything negative about Yola Tango?
I once heard someone say that their fashion sense was a little off.
I once heard somebody say that in general they don't enjoy speaking Spanish. So,
wow. Yeah. Well, it just goes to show it's very risky to say anything bad about Yola Tango.
Which means I have it.
Yola Tango backlash. Right now, a little segment that we do every week, and we do in a very important way because it's a very important thing every week. We give you the illusion of a world out there that wants you to participate. There is a world, or at least so we are claiming, that is organizing events, doing things that you can go out and participate in, that you can experience, things you can do while you're away from the talking radio box, a potential good time to be had, such as we are claiming. The illusion will be maintained for the next 20 minutes or so, and done so in a very hearty, enthusiastic manner in a little segment we call Super Happy Fun Time Public Service Announcements.
Boom, 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 boom,
public service announcements.
Boom, 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 boom,
public service
announcements.
That was a really nice comeback for that segment.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I really like the work of the other guys, and I like to pay homage to it whenever I can, or homage, as they would say.
A giant poster on your wall of them.
Yes.
Which would tip anybody off.
And they're naked.
And they're their schlongs are hanging out.
Whoa.
Artists and art lovers are invited for a one-day trip to Chicago.
You're not allowed to go to Chicago otherwise.
No, exactly.
So stay out.
And the funny thing is this trip has nothing to do with art or art lovers. Just so you're going to go eat some burgers. Participants will enjoy a tour. I like this. Participants will enjoy a tour of the Art Institute. What if you don't enjoy it? No, you will. You must. A studio visit with artist Sharon Blodholm.
Sharon Blodholm's my favorite.
I'm not going to enjoy anything dealing with the Blodholm.
You will.
Downtown shopping, where you must consume. And an evening of gallery openings. You just get to show up while they like put the key in the door and unlock the place. And then
all right, move along. I can't see it. I can move along.
Bus departure is 8:30 a.m. on Friday, March 24th.
You will enjoy the bus departure.
Call Sandra Ayton for information, costs, and reservations at 217-367-6345 or email arttravel, that's one word, all little letters, at hotmail.com.
Where's art going?
I'm traveling somewhere.
I got art. I don't want my art traveling.
Count be counted. With U.S. Census forms presently being distributed, the Illinois Department of Revenue reminds local communities of the importance of having all their residents counted in the federal census. Last year, local governments received $85 in state revenue distributions for each resident in the community.
And can we also say, by the way, it's very important that you not sneak up behind the federal government and go, boo, 44! It's counting, because that's...
And then I have to start all over again. Over the course of the next decade, each person living in your community who is not counted in the census can be expected to cost your local government $1,000 in revenue distributions from the Illinois Department of Revenue.
God, spar anything. That's you.
Costing me $1,000.
Can people, kind of bargain with... I mean, given that we're now all be, we're all now worth $100,000, can we use that as a bargaining chip? Like, yeah, I'll show up and be counted. It's going to cost you $25,000.
Full-time students count towards the community where they live to attend school. The census is very important to you and your community.
Because we are looking for the baby Jesus.
We have misplaced him.
We heard there is gold.
An accurate count means more money to provide services locally and to hold down local taxes and residents from residents. Do your part to be counted. All right.
I want people to come waltzing into, coming back here for the census on donkeys and stuff. Like, I must go to the land of my forefathers to be counted.
Which is,
One, and here in Champaign, they have forefathers.
Two. Eric, you're two. Mark, you're one. And I'm three.
Okay.
Sweet. Right here. Sweet. Cool. Eric, do you want me to make the five fathers joke again?
Yes.
That's $3,000 yeah. We just saved our local government.
You
make
the five, but I said that here in Champaign they have four fathers. So it costs
you, cost you $25,000 to get the rotting corpse of Lawrence Welk in your damn census.
Yeah.
Can you make the five fathers joke again?
No, actually, I couldn't.
Oh, okay.
The FCC called.
Oh, bastards.
I know.
Balls. Is that it?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Stand up, counted. You jerk.
Sit down!
Do you realize how much more like funny, how much funnier everything is if you put "you jerk" at the end yeah. of it? Try it right now.
Significant.
Just say something simple.
You jerk?
No, like try a joke and then put "you jerk" with or without.
Like, so like, you know, like when you do stand up to be counted, the guy in the row behind you is like, sit down! You jerk!
Yeah. Or like, and then he took the apples and gave them to her. Or, and then he took the apples and gave them to her, you jerk.
You're right.
I think that's your thesis right there, man.
Sweet.
Yes. A little segment that we haven't touched on in really far too long, and I know I'm just going to get some big beaming smiles of recognition from these beamish boys when I toss it out there.
My beamish?
Yes. On Saturday, March 18th, the Early American Museum.
Yeah!
Yes,
at one Lake mile of the- north of Mahomet in nowhere.
At Lake of the Woods Forest Preserve in Mahomet, will hold a kite making workshop. So, you know, no one licensed kite making out there. From 10 a.m. till noon, because it will take approximately 2 hours to assemble a kite. Participants will build their own kite, learn about kite history. I'm wondering if you're learning about the history of your kite. Yes, around 10:15, your kite was lying over there. 10:16 saw a momentous change for your kite as it was dragged over there. Probably won't be all that good. But since it's at the Early American Museum, it'll actually be good, whatever it is.
So, does that mean, like, people that work at the Early American Museum show up, like, 2 hours before the place opens?
I don't know.
You know, because they're early? You jerk!
Oh,
that was good.
It works now. It works now.
I was just wondering, since you know, the history books are written by the winners of, you know, whatever, you know, the majority, if we're gonna talk about the horrible disservice that we've done to the kites in their long and illustrious history.
Mm-hmm. I think we ought to. And that actually ties into the next sense of this.
God, I hope somebody out there thought you said kike.
Really, well, you just did.
Yeah. And they will have a chance to make their kite soar. Have a chance to make a kike soar. That's horrible. But it's good, and that's not what's on this PSA.
Thank
so
God.
That's good. That would be the worst thing ever.
That'd be so bad.
In a long history of terrible things.
That's right on the top of it.
There is a nominal charge to attend, and Matt, you'll be happy to know that the charge is not actually on this PSA. It's not printed on there, so it's just nominal. Which includes lunch. The Early American Museum has it all.
It's just lunch.
Yes.
What is this? It's lunch.
It's a 3x5 Inicus card that says lunch on it.
That's like you open up, it's in a package, it's like, lunch!
Delicious.
It's a cube.
Have some Hellman's mayonnaise.
Another way to read this sentence, based on their grammar, is there's a nominal charge to attend, which includes lunch. The charge includes lunch. So you got to bring lunch to get in. The Early American Museum desires food.
You and take your lunch.
I'd like to take you now, since, you know, momentous occasion, we're getting the Early American Museum back on there, to the brainstorming session where the staff of the Early American Museum were sitting around, and this is where they came up with the idea for the kite making workshop. So, okay, all right, what are we going to do? We got to get back on the air. How about a segment where, like a workshop where people can come and build their own orange? Like, we would have the slices and they would put them together and wrap the peel around.
Stevie.
Okay.
Oranges grow complete and whole naturally from trees already.
You jerk.
Well, they don't have to. Come on, ideas, people.
How about building a human from the remains of dead people.
No, no, no. See, look, people grow on trees.
You jerk. Yeah,
so we couldn't do that. How about an illustrated history of the toothbrush? We'll get real toothbrushes from famous people from the local community. We could get like the local news team's toothbrush, and then we could put them on display, and kids for a nominal charge would have a chance to brush their teeth with the toothbrush of an early American.
That's a good idea, but they have to bring lunch for us too.
Ah, you jerk. So that's where the magic comes from, and eventually they hit upon the kite-making workshop. The Early American Museum is located on Route 47 north of Mahomet in the middle of nowhere. For information or to register for the Saturday, March 18th kite workshop, call the museum at 586-2612.
If you see a sign that says Christ's Other Shoe 1 mile off, you've gone too far. You want to backtrack about half a mile. Mm-hmm. Well, you're about a mile and a half south of Christ's Other Shoe. That's where you're going. I picked my PSAs completely at random, of course, out of a huge box full of PSAs. I picked one that I read just a couple weeks ago. But I've just looked it over again, and something occurred to me. So, the population of the world has reached 6 billion people.
Oh.
And more than 1 billion people are young people just entering their childbearing years. It's the largest generation of childbearing age the world has ever seen. Their access to education, employment, health services, and family planning resources will determine the world's future. To learn more, call the Population Institute at 1-800-787-0038 or visit their website at populationinstitute.org. I'm going to read this again with a slightly different tone. Let's see if I can make it as creepy as it could be, since they don't come down on either side of what their access, meaning the childbearing generation's access, should be.
Mm-hmm.
So this could be like a very anarchistic group. The population of the world has reached 6 billion people. More than 1 billion are young people just entering their childbearing years. It's the largest largest generation of childbearing the age the world has ever seen. And their access to education, employment, health services, and family planning resources will determine the world's future. To learn more, call the Population Institute at 1-800-787-0338 or visit their website at populationinstitute.org. See, it could be really creepy. This could be a group that's trying to ruin the world. You know, like, we're going to keep them from getting education.
You can try.
It's, their access to education is really, like, you know, like, really we're screwed.
Important.
So, you know, take that whichever way you feel like taking it. If you're, you know, if you're scared of the world, you know, then, you know, take it as a happy-go-lucky kind of
thing. Champaign County Audubon Society Sunday morning bird walks.
Take your budgie out for a walk.
Come on, budgie. Time for a walk.
Meep, meep, meep.
I love people who have buddies.
Meep, meep. Meep, meep.
Join CCAS members for free Sunday morning bird walks through BC Woods. Meet at Anita Purvis Nature Center parking lot, 1505 North Broadway, Urbana, at 7:30 a.m. Sundays.
March, the dumpster.
March 5.
Ask
bring
for
the
help.
Money. March 5th through May 28th.
We'll have your daughter.
For more information, call Beth at 344-6803. I like their more than the morning walks. I like their nighttime stalks, which you just kind of creep around suburban neighborhoods and peek in windows.
Mm-hmm. And I think, but you know what? You think this is like the Audubon Society, right?
Yeah.
You'd think that they'd want to be, but these are bird walks. And I went on one to see what it was like. And you strap birds to your the bottom of your feet.
Oh, they make awesome noises when you walk.
Not my budgie.
Me, 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 me.
Now, the fun part of this PSA is at the end, because it goes, thank you, Colleen Brody, Brody at soltech.net, phone 352-0805. And it's funny, because it's written like, you know, thank you, sincerely, you know, Colleen Brody. But the way it looks is like, thank you, Colleen Brody. Brody at soltech.net. Like, thank you, Colleen, for all your hard work and putting this PSA together.
You jerk.
You jerk.
Woo. Now, we're all big Colleen Brody fans. I've got all of her albums.
Except for that one in the 70s. She got all experimental and it didn't work. Kind of unlike the Beatles, you know?
Yeah, Metal Machine Music by Colleen Brody. The arts at Parkland series. And the joke of this PSA is not that the arts are at Parkland. Wednesday and Thursday, March 9th, 22nd, and May 4th. So you got a huge range for this. Parkland College is offering Champaign, Urbana, and the surrounding communities, and this is not the joke for this PSA is not that Parkland College has an offering for Champaign, Urbana, and the surrounding communities, a chance to discover the arts at Parkland. Once again, the joke of this PSA is not that the arts are at Parkland. This series allows an insider's view of the William M. Starkle Planetarium on March 9th. The joke of this PSA is, in fact, that there's an insider's view of William M. Starkle Planetarium. There's a seedy underbelly to the William M. Starkle Planetarium that, you know, the normal outsider, the tourist doesn't see, but you can get an insider's view to the dirty dealings of the William M. Starkle Planetarium on March 9th. That is the joke of this PSA. It's all downhill from here. Parkland Theater on March 22nd and the Art Gallery on May 4th. Each program is from noon to 2 p.m. and a catered box lunch is included.
I'm sorry, but it's impossible to cater a box lunch, please.
Well, box lunches need their...
Everybody knows box lunches have legs, minds, and arms of their own that they walk their damn selves over to you.
You know, I would love a catering service, and this is a golden idea that I'm just offering out to Champaign-Urbana, specifically the poor people who want to join in on the American dream and start their own business. A catering service where you serve box lunches, but you serve them by putting them in a slingshot and slinging them from like 100 yards away at the place, you know, and then like, you peg someone in the head with their sandwich or something.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Register for the whole series or for an individual program for the entire series of Insider's Views of the Planetarium Theater and Art Gallery, or an individual program. There is a registration fee. For more information, call 351-2208. And you will be happy to know, Matt, that the registration fee is scratched out here. It is, in fact, $24.
Yeah, eat it. There's your insider's view.
Yeah, insider's view. Thank you very much for listening to the PSA segment of What Yale's Like. I think it was phenomenal. And
it was phenomenal.
Yeah. Let me just say to you the very important fact.
I want a two-hour tape of that.
The very important fact that WAFT is supported in part by grants from the Illinois Arts Council and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
And so is Electric Company, I think.
Yeah.
Let's give it up for electricity right now, can we?
No.
The Electric Company, the old... I mean, you know, all props for electricity.
Yeah, I know. But by, you know, lateral extension.
No support, but for you.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'm sorry. That was completely a knee-jerk reaction because I really liked the Electric Company. Nobody else really remembers it too much because I liked Spider-Man.
A knee-jerk reaction?
Yeah, you were like, I was like, I think I was 15, so you were like 2.
Mm-hmm. Can you get your knee-jerk reaction treated at the clinic?
My nerd. I said knee-jerk reaction.
You said knee-jerk.
Oh, well, what was the famous ones?
It was clinic.
Yeah, Klinerk. I'm wondering if you can get that treated at the clinic.
Yeah. Good call.
He said it first.
359-9338 is the phone number. We need you to get up, get over to the phone, and give us a phone call for the Radio Herald.
Anyway, that's exactly what the Radio Herald is like. Strange noises that come together in a cacophonous crescendo of musicality.
Call us on the
call us on the cacophone. And man, I'm funny. Call us on the telephone and give us a word, a phrase, a sentence, preferably something simple that we can build and use as the leitmotif, which will run through the orchestral masterpiece that is our Radio Herald.
Please, we very much need a call form. You 359-9338.
Need to call form them?
Yes, yes. Color form them. We need you to color form. And if you can shrinky dink in the meantime.
But don't shrinky dink in public.
We also need you to call your foreman.
Yes.
Because you've been delinking from work. And
call Brian Foreman.
And we are unionized improvisational call comedy right here.
And if you get lonely, just call for men.
Right. 359-9338, a word, a phrase. Come on, make the green light.
Hey, this milk is starting to ferment.
Happy 359-9338.